This poem is called One Afternoon. Val and I lived for 20 years at a place called Link Tranquility. It was a beautiful home, and we had gardens on pretty much all sides of us, and there were wild gardens too, and places where Hazel termed Blueberry Universe and Blueberry World, Raspberry World. And we would love to go out exploring. It was 2 acres of property on the lake, and so there was some places to walk and explore, and a lot of it was left wild. And so Hazel and I used to go out every afternoon during the summertime and explore. And out of those experiences, I wrote this poem called One Afternoon. When Hazel and I went exploring, we saw where the wild rabbit lived and picked some lettuce and a flower to put in front of the bunny's door. Hazel found a centipede and wondered if it liked lettuce too. She found my apple tree and sat with a tiny fallen green apple and kissed it. When she saw Christmas trees that lived, she looked up into my eyes and said, "I think they're like Harry Potter. They have magical powers, and so do I." Hazel got to hold the hose. She sprayed me and giggled. I just couldn't help myself. Then we watered the garden. When it was time to stop, I pulled in the hose, and she pulled back and said, "No." "Hazel?" She dropped the hose and said, "Can I turn off the water?" "Yes, sweetheart." The long-legged spider by the faucet frightened her, and I said, "They can't hurt you." "Hazel believes that they are filled with venom and very small teeth that can't get through your skin." But I didn't tell her that wasn't true. Hazel commands silence in the presence of butterflies. She approaches with an innocent heart. She only half remembers fireflies, but loves ladybugs. Hazel won't eat McDonald's. She says they put worms in the food. She wants to drink rainwater so that she will grow like her sunflowers.